I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and this is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. If you were watching a TV series about the pandemic lockdown we're currently suffering through, you might look at it as a phantasmagorical kind of thing. Oh, that could never happen, you might think. It's too much. And of course, they do magnify and dramatize events for dramatic purposes on those series, where real-life dystopia proceeds more glacially. But we're seeing the elements, neighbors peering through curtains, dissenting views being canceled, and most chillingly, perhaps, dutiful acquiescence of the good people, something Martin Luther King warned us about. Now, this is not to denigrate in any way the make-the-best-of-its spirit that many display during these pandemic times, but it is perhaps an admonition to keep your eyes open while you're preparing that soothing cup of tea. Perhaps it's never been more essential for Norberto Kepi's incisive science of psychosociopathology to be studied and understood, and we'll certainly employ that disinverted scientific view in our topic today. Vaccines, energy, and freedom. Today, on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Welcome to our program here early in 2021, when echoes of Aldous Huxley and George Orwell are reverberating down the halls of wherever you're waiting out the lockdown. Our Thinking with Somebody Else's Head programs are streaming 24/7 on our very own Stop Radio station and through Spotify and any other fine podcast catcher, so please do pass along the recommendation to listen to any of your network contacts you think would be interested. With the avenues for dissent being blocked all around us, it's doubly important for our voice to be heard. I've already got two strikes against me on my YouTube channel for posting videos from highly credible people that offer dissenting views, something they euphemistically call violating community standards. Geez, I thought we'd call that kind of thing censorship. To my mind, Big Brother News speak has no place in a democracy, but it's revealing what the people will accept when they're afraid and how the big boys will use our fear. I was talking about this in a class the other day and suggesting that it was time we focused on health in our discourse, not disease. The media fascination with COVID death and danger is the broadcast equivalent of drivers slowing down to look at an accident on the highway. In Norberto Kepi's work, we focus on health and goodness and understand that disease and calamity is the distortion, denial, and downright destruction of the basic goodness, truth, and beauty that form the base of life. Kepi puts it this way, wherever you find corruption, he says, you'll always find virtue behind it. Wherever there is disease, you also find sanity. Where there is evil, there's always a base of goodness. This means that evil only exists where you first have goodness, disease where first there is health, and corruption where there is first reality. I just love that because in our frantic efforts to stave off disease, we're focused on disease. It's like Tom Brady playing not to lose. That's not going to work. We have to live in health, not in fear of disease. Let's be healthy with all that entails. And I hope our program today will contribute to that. Vaccines, energy, and freedom. And Claudia Bernhard Pacheco joins us in just a moment when Thinking with Somebody Else's Head returns on the Stop Radio Network.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.
I remember a client. She has an ear problem, the syndrome. When the person starts to get deaf.
A landmark psychological science that helps us understand physical disease.
But with analysis, the syndrome stopped developing.
And helped solve it without drugs or surgery.
The doctors told her, now you are a healthy person. Take back your normal life.
Healing Through Consciousness by Claudia Bernhard Pacheco is a profound book loaded with case studies that explain the root cause of our health problems.
And this morning, she woke up with a heavy heart, as if she was expecting something different from the doctor.
And what we can do to really solve them, not just take away the symptoms.
So the most difficult aspect is for her to even suspect that she has an inner life that she's not aware of.
Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco's Healing Through Consciousness, the revolutionary scientific method that treats both mental and physical illness through dialogue alone, making clinical treatment, medicines, and hospitalization unnecessary. Buy Healing Through Consciousness today in the bookstore at stop.org.br.
You're listening to the Stop Radio Network from São Paulo, Brazil. Our programs are based on the landmark science of Dr. Norberto Kempe, and there are many exciting applications of his work occurring in Brazil and numerous other locations around the world. This includes language classes, translation services, psychology sessions by phone or Skype, and the new energy solutions proposed by the Kempe Motor. Kempe's expansive science is outlined in his many books and TV programs, all available through our site at stop.org.br. Now back to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Stop Radio Network.
You are listening to Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. We are on the Stop Radio Network, and first time in 2021, we have a place here where nobody can see us.
Yeah, it's very cozy.
So far, the algorithms haven't placed cameras here. They can't check what we're doing so far. But
yes.
So we have a chance to talk a little bit.
We try not to stay outside of the happenings in the world, right? We follow everything that is happening. And this morning I was reading an article that says a community of nuns, they are in the Carmel. They are totally in isolation because...
Is this the Carmelite nuns?
Carmelite nuns.
Carmelite nuns.
They have this system of being 100%... isolated. They are outside of any human contact in Portugal, and all of them got COVID, the virus, the so-called virus. It seems that we cannot pronounce the word, right? Shall we?
No, they got the COVID virus. That's not saying anything against the COVID virus.
Yeah,
so.
They say, oh, if you mention the name COVID, they will take away your speech from...
If you mention it in a negative way. I think if you mention it in that everybody got it, I think you're safe with that.
Okay.
If you say that they didn't get it, then maybe you've got a problem, but...
So they got it.
Yeah. Totally secluded.
Totally secluded.
How's that possible?
So the scientists are now wondering, how come?
Yeah.
How come this thing of isolation and all this, huh? And preventing human contact? The majority of them, almost the totality, already got healed by themselves and they are okay. And there is just one that is a little bit more touched. She has high fever and some pain in the body, but she's in her way to heal herself as well. But some scientists are wondering, how come people like in the North Pole, igloo, I don't know if you say igloo in English,
yes.
They got it. So they had no contact at all. And I was talking to Dr. Kempe this morning. And when I think about his writings about physics and energy, we are energies, right? Richard,
yes.
We are all energy, our bodies, our bones, flesh, blood, cells, hair, the environment, everything is energy in vibration, in resonance, in time and space. So if we see us like this, we will understand that we don't have like a closed, locked, like...
Yeah, we're not locked down. We're not
a body that doesn't let in anything, that we are totally...
We're not a closed system. We're an open system.
We are in resonance.
Yeah.
In resonance with the environment. And the latest studies of epigenetics, they study how the RNA brings information to our DNA and modifies our DNA. That's how the species get
adapted,
They adapt themselves to changes in the environment. This is only possible because we are all beings, all in some sort of resonance. We are energies in vibration.
Yes.
So I'm talking to you here, and somehow my being is communicating, is like in fusion, some sort of fusion, energetic fusion,
yes,
with you here.
Yes.
And it's not only the soul, it's not only the mind, it's also the bodies,
yeah,
because we are just one thing.
They've shown this in Kirlian photographs, Claudia, when they have the fingers of lovers and they put them close together, the energy fields blend completely. It's like the physical part becomes, they become one. It's literally a fusion that happens energetically and, as you said, even physically maybe.
Yes, because we are energy. Our body, our physical body is energy. So
yes,
it has this kind of thing. It's not that we have this kind of totally closed and protected.
And separate.
And separate being that sometimes a little microbe comes in the air and then enters through the nose or through the mouth.
Mm.
It's so ridiculous to think like this if we know that we are energetic beings, all open, in connection, in resonance with everything. So that's why this epidemic phases happen, because it's all communicating. You don't need to be close and to have something physical being, physical in terms as we understand it, but you can get energies through the air, through the space, from the environment, the planet, the whole planet is very sick, Richard.
Yeah.
It's very sick because it has transgenics being grown up for us to eat. The meat is already distorted with vitamins and antibiotics and
hormones.
Transgenics, hormones. The water is destroyed, the seas, the air, the forests. We ourselves don't have our DNA, perfect DNA anymore. There is a lot of garbage in our DNA. This is already proven. So all this garbage comes from what they say RNA, the epigenetics. You know that the vaccine, they say it's a vaccine. In reality, it's a DNA process. It's a genetic process that they are going to change for good, the genetics of every person that takes the vaccine. But they don't know yet if they are going to do a right thing because they never experimented. They don't have the results. We know that some people are getting a severe reaction and some of them can even die out of the vaccine. So they are playing with genetics in a way that it's not safe.
I can't see that changing, altering genetics is going to have a good result. There's nothing
No, not in
me
this
that,
way. No,
nothing in me that thinks that.
Because if you are in a healthy environment, I mean, healthy culture, healthy values, healthy behavior, healthy education, healthy laws, healthy work, healthy food, healthy exercising, healthy everything, like a balanced society, a healthy society. If you are in a society like this, you have a big chance to have your DNA improved by the environment.
Yes.
Through the RNA.
You know,
and this is a natural process.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
This is one of the things I've been thinking a lot about during this whole pandemic is we spend a lot of time talking about sickness, but why aren't we talking about health? We should be doing things to make us healthy. And this is a huge problem. People are focused on the disease. Even in Brazil, people talk about health care as being hospitals. Health care is not a hospital. A hospital is necessary when you get sick, but it's not for health care.
But if you go to a hospital, what environment do you get?
Oh, there? You get a sick environment. You don't get a...
Totally sick.
No, it's
in terms of philosophy,
you can't wait
mentality,
to escape from there. The colors, the...
Colors, yeah. Medicines.
Yeah. The fear.
The fear. The treatments, invasive treatments. Terror. Other people very sick with their energies very imbalanced. Just being there, it's like a war against you.
Yes.
From the negative energies, from everybody that is inside this place.
Yes. That's true.
It's dangerous to go to a hospital in this sense. It's really dangerous. Yeah. And if you pay attention, those who were interned in hospitals, mm-hmm. they die faster. Sometimes they get months to get to have their bodies fighting against all this negativity and be able to come out from the hospital. Many of them died in the hospital.
Could you tell me about the process of this mRNA vaccine? As I understand it, the RNA inserts itself in the DNA and tricks the DNA into thinking it has the virus. Is this how you understand it?
It is a piece of RNA that makes you create
antibodies.
A similar virus in your body.
A similar virus, not just the antibodies.
Not just the antibodies. And then with a similar virus, then your body would produce the antibody.
Necessary to protect itself from the...
And if you do this, you can create autoimmune reaction that can kill you.
Now, as I understand it, this is not a vaccine in the traditional definition of vaccine.
No.
It's another process.
It's improving the creation of the virus inside your body, and then your body will see and discover you
react.
Have a virus that was created by your own system and would react if another virus from another person would hit you. This is their reasoning.
Right.
So this is very complicated.
Yeah.
And it's not clear, it's not safe, it's not experimented. So it's very suicidal.
It's a very...
Many doctors already said they're not going to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Or the so-called vaccine.
Yeah, the so-called vaccine, exactly, because this mRNA vaccine is not a vaccine in the traditional definition, as I understand.
So, and if we understand the beings, the way it's really energetics, so even the other vaccination, it's not proper because, things doesn't come as they think, like a microorganism coming from outside. It's everything, it's in energy. So we should then think, what is wrong? What is wrong? What is causing this imbalance in our bodies, energetic imbalance? Is it from food? Is it from weather? Is it from waves? Is it from electricity?
Technology?
Is it from negativity in the emotions? Bad negative emotions and habits and way of life, philosophy of life? It's so complex. So complex.
So I like your idea of focusing on the health of the system, that we should be working together, not isolating ourselves totally, working together to bring respect and love and appreciation and working together with each other. This is the focus we should be having in the world today.
We have so many good things, beautiful things, and truthful things to do if we wanted to. But this is the problem. We are not free to be good. We are not free to express our goodness. We are not free to do what is beautiful. We are not free to live, to be. People understand freedom in another way. Freedom, Richard, the free choice, should never have existed.
The free choice in the way we think of free choice as the freedom to choose whatever we want.
Yeah, or to say no, free choice. The freedom can only be in what is. And what is by itself is good, beautiful, and truthful. Already Plato said this, and many other philosophers, and Kepi states the same, that what is real, what exists by itself,
what is really real,
and what is really created by God, is good, beautiful, and truthful, has a meaning, an importance, a necessity. So be free is to be able to live and to express and to share what is good, beautiful, and truthful, what was created by God.
But there's so many things implicit in what you said. God is implicit. A creation is implicit. a former state where we were closer to this perfect nature is implicit. There are many things implicit inside what you're talking that talk about a new metaphysics, right? A new way of seeing the world. We're not like evolving from the mud and becoming over time better and better, which I'm sure is some of what's going on behind this mRNA vaccine, that they're going to improve just as they improve the tomato by changing the
This the is gene. Absolutely theomaniac.
Yeah, this is really theomaniac. Crazy.
This is sick. Yesterday I was explaining to a client, he's an artist, he plays guitar. And I was trying to explain to him what is the difference between the true freedom and the false freedom. The true freedom existing in what is like, for instance, he has a guitar. His guitar has a sound or has sounds, and he can play and he can produce harmony, he can produce melody, he can produce rhythm. All of these things are real. Then the freedom, as they say, would be to say no sound, no melody,
no harmony,
no guitar. For painters, no color, no brush,
paintbrush.
No canvas, no ice, no scene.
No studio,
no light, no being. This is freedom.
Yes.
Say no
yes.
to what is beautiful, truthful, and is. What is by itself, which is made by God. So the choice for this freedom is totally sick. And impossible, because you cannot be free in nothing. Nothing is darkness, isolation.
Annihilation.
Non-being.
Elimination.
Terror,
elimination.
Yeah. Terror, anguish, anxiety, horror. Yeah. This is the result of this kind of freedom. This is like when you say we should pay attention to the true society, then cutting off human communication in these terms of loving and caring, this is very, very dangerous. So people get sick much faster and die much faster if they cannot exchange and resonate in this sort of vibration. Because this is the vibration of our beings. Can you imagine a toddler being locked down to be protected? This is what they are doing to adults as well, to older people. They are impeding the manifestation of energy, which is life.
Norberto Kepi has written that all elements in the universe move inside an almost absolute energy that sustains and maintains everything that exists. It's as if the universe has a kind of soul, and it's in a deeper understanding of this that health lies. We have to be involved in good and healthy action in order to synchronize with this healing scalar energy. I would welcome this kind of initiative from our world leaders, but suspect this consciousness will never begin there. So it's up to us. That's our program for this time. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. We'll see you next time on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head on the Stop Radio Network. There is an age-old question that has stymied thinkers for centuries.
So how evil started then?
Who is behind evil?
There was a mastermind that didn't accept. He wanted himself to be God.
In Norberto Kepi's reintegration of science with philosophy and theology, we have answers to the presence of the evil of Lucifer.
Humanity has been following his inspirations, and all of us live upside down.
It's time to put it right.
If you really admit a problem, you stay in tune with the truth, and then you are able to open yourself to God's grace.
Norberto Kepi's Psychotherapy and Exorcism, the book that changes how humanity understands demonic influence in our modern world. Available in the bookstore at stopna.org.
Consciousness has a divine energy in it.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.